Welcome to the Christmas special.
There's nothing special.
Fucking hell. Bill, can you just reach down by the side of the sofa, please?
What? For your jingly ball?
He's coming! Oh, wait, no. That's great, that in the morning. Oh, he's been.
Is that what you wanted him to do?
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, this is the Christmas special, a year late of Walking with Dave. Just wanted to say hello to Ben.
No.
Hello.
Hello to Bill.
No, first you're going to try and insist I sing the theme tune, which I won't be doing. Then you're going to say hello to Ben. Hello, Dave.
Can you sing the theme tune?
No, I will not.
Okay. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Soph.
You alright, Dave?
Hello, Sam.
Hi.
Sam is Ben's brother.
I bring nothing to this conversation.
Sam was not in Mexico.
Sam didn't go to Mexico. So we're just recording this because we never did it last year. And we're all a bit sad that we're not on holiday this year.
Speak for yourself, I went on holiday last week. No, the week before.
So did I.
Where'd you go?
Essaouira.
Fuckers, where Morocco. Was you going by?
I just went to Brussels in the rain.
I went to Morocco in the sun. Oh. Quite nice. There were camels.
Romantic?
No, not really. No, Nicola's mum was with us.
Oh.
Uh-oh. So I was looking very excited about something.
Our puppy made the catalogue for Leaf Envy.
Oh my god.
That's not even a good photo though.
If any of you follow Leaf Envy on Instagram, you'll see Bill and Soph's dog, Roo.
You've not met him yet, have you?
That doesn't even look like him.
I saw him piss on a pad.
About 4 weeks ago.
Oh yeah, of course.
He made the different colour.
What's Leaf Envy?
Some plant company that's in Soph Studios.
Oh, I see. So the dog went to the office and got...
Soph took the dog there. They saw the dog and went, oh my god, can you be in a photo shoot for our company? And then when they tried to do the photo shoot, the dog wouldn't sit still. So all the photos are just like him running off to the side of the studio.
I mean, that's a very busy dog. How it works,
he's a very busy dog.
He got scouted to be a model, basically.
We've gone off topic already.
Sorry.
Yeah. You got the menu?
Since going to Whole Boys, we've got a dog.
Yes. That's what we achieved this year.
So yeah, that's why Bill and Soph can't really go on holiday. Because they're tied down for the next 15 years.
We also bought a flat and got a dog.
No, we were home at... Oh yeah, you weren't homeowners.
I wasn't a homeowner. I famously wasn't a homeowner.
Yeah. I was a homeowner.
Famously.
Famously. For like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now a year and so.
Now Bill's moved in.
And Soph.
Just down the road. And Soph. Welcome.
I'm there too, yes.
Soph's also a homeowner.
Yeah.
Just down the road from Bill.
Ben's three for
Soph. Where are you living, Sam?
In Ben's spare room. Three. Best rent in London.
Amazing.
Open to everyone.
Cool.
Yes, it is. It's my room.
I think you'll find it was my room before your room.
That's still your room, Dave.
Still smells like your room.
He's just keeping it warm and cummy for you.
Oh, what?
Keeping the stank in.
Beautiful. Right, okay,
cool.
Do
you want to hear the podcast menu?
No. We don't want to ruin the surprise, but we want to hear the first...
No, this is like working...
This is like a real thing. This is what real podcasts do.
Should we talk
real about... Real podcasts have content and like a list of... you run through what actually is going to happen. Or you put it in the show notes. Just put it in the show notes. I'm not talking about
show
it.
Show notes.
Do we have show notes?
Should we summarise...
I don't think we have show notes.
We can get...
Have we ever done show notes? I'm obsessed with this now.
I have done a short blurb, yeah.
For each show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In this podcast, there will be... Fanny...
What?
Puddles.
Are these our nicknames? Shotgun Puddles.
Slacklining. Mosquitoes.
We're not talking about crabs, that bell end, are we?
Tattoos. And tat.
Lots of tat.
So if you don't want to hear about any of that, which, let's face it,
most of you don't.
I'm not sure.
In fact, if you're probably not listening.
At this point, am I allowed to leave?
Here you go, you can have the menu if you like.
So let's start with where we left off last year, leaving Cancun with Fanny.
Is that what her name was?
Yeah. That girl, was she American?
Nah, she was...
Who are you talking about?
She had like gingerish hair. She came in.
She's German.
No.
Oh, I know who you mean.
She came in the minibus with us
because we were all going. She was European. She wasn't Canadian.
Dutch. Let's say Dutch.
Sure, she was Dutch.
Let's go with that. Yeah. Sounds about right. So yeah, we just literally.
Why she's made an she barely said anything, and she's been referenced in multiple episodes.
Well, she was. I've listened to the last episode today, and she was the last. She was like.
The last thing we spoke about.
Yeah, pretty much. In the bus, on the way to the.
As we left the rapey hostel.
The rapey hostel was mentioned as well.
Did we give them a TripAdvisor review? Because we should emphasise how rapey they were.
It was odd. Anyway, so we got a boat from...
After a very long minibus journey.
Yeah.
What felt like a very long minibus journey.
Yeah, we had to pay a man on a toll road who had a chain.
Across the road.
Literally a chain across the road. We paid him and he let us through.
The boat was
Which was a road just between two motorways. It was literally... Yeah, yeah. From what? Yeah, that was bizarre. You were asleep for this point.
I was going to say, I don't remember any of this.
Obviously, some man owns some land between two motorways and thought, if I open a road here, people can change from one to the other and I can charge them and stop them with my chain.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Entrepreneurial spirit.
The boat was, fairly unremarkable.
Yeah, it was all right.
Just sat on it.
Yeah. And then we got to Holbosch.
Which at first glance was also fairly unremarkable until we walked away from the port.
And then
I don't know. Nice. Yeah.
We didn't walk away. We got a golf cart.
We got a golf cart.
The annoying. Yeah, that's true. We didn't need to get a golf cart.
No, it was like a 5-minute walk.
Especially because it took us to the wrong hostel.
Yeah.
And this is where the puddles come in.
Those golf carts aren't as romantic as they sound as well, because they are like fucking hench and spilling out diesel fumes everywhere, from what I can tell. They didn't...
Just like me.
Yes, just like you, Pebble. Puddles. But they weren't as... I was expecting, have you guys been to them ones in Indonesia that are kind of sold in the same way? Those,
Galapagos?
No, not the Galapagos. They're definitely Gillies. Not... No, yeah, Gillies. The Gili Islands, yeah. Galapagos. No. We're going there to come back if we're going there. Because they're the same, but they always have these little... horse things that take you around the island. There's no cars on the island and they really romanticise it, whereas these golf carts, they're not that romantic.
The thing is, they were yellow off-road things and the path was almost entirely submerged underwater.
Yeah, that's true.
Lots of water.
I would just say the whole horse thing works better and that Holbosch should get on the horses.
So yeah, we got the
Got to the right hostel.
Got to the right hostel. Where did we stay?
In a hostel.
Oh, yeah. They had little hammocks, didn't it?
They did. Have a nice little hammocky area.
It's a nice hostel.
It was all right, yeah.
Yeah.
I shared with Ben and Nick.
So again. You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
You weren't made baby making that point.
No.
Take a duplexy in the shower.
Very heavy sleeper.
What did we do on the first night there?
Well, we went to the beach... Where we did
Mosquito Beach?
No, this is where we just went to the beach.
We went for a wander, didn't we? Yeah. We found the best bar in the entire place, and then
not on the peninsula, but on sort of the
Hotel Zamai.
Yeah, the one we what Kit
went to every day.
Go back to over and over again.
Zamai.
That's a good one.
And we did yoga on the beach.
We did what?
Did we?
I didn't do anything.
We did yoga on the beach.
Who did?
I mean, I did. With Ames was there.
Oh, we were further round the corner, weren't we? There's that swanky hotel, but we were just on their beach at the front of it.
It's not proper yoga.
Just like doing handstands and that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Photo I've seen of Holbosch on Insta and whatnot.
Is someone in front of their sign?
Well, no, there's just a lot less seaweed.
There was a lot of seaweed.
Was it a bad year or was the island just shot now?
Seaweed season. No, I've seen people have gone since we went and there wasn't that much seaweed. I think maybe they just don't put it in the reviews.
In the show notes.
Yeah, they don't put it in the show notes, so you can't know.
I don't remember what else we did on that first day. Did we walk all the way up to the other end?
No, that was the day after.
I'm sensing a weakness of doing this a year after the fact with very thin notes and little preparation.
Do you remember what we did say?
If you thought the content was shit in the last four episodes, you've got something special coming for you this one. Merry Christmas, guys.
I think we should have prepared something Christmassy for this.
Like, yeah, that goes at the beginning. That starts the whole fucking thing off.
Shouldn't we sing a carol?
Yes.
No.
No, I'm not singing a carol.
Silent Night. It's beautiful.
Oh, no. It's a bit difficult. In German.
Nein.
Oh. In Spanish. No.
Probably, yeah.
Feliz Navidad is not Feliz Silent Night. Feliz Navidad.
Can we get to TX?
Nah. Okay, let's not
sing it. Yeah, singing is banned.
So this is the Christmassy aspect of the
podcast. Yeah, that's it.
That and Dave's apparently going to edit this in a day and a half and sling it online, yeah?
For Christmas.
Oh, that'd be great.
Just in time for Christmas. We can't remember what we did that first night. We probably had a beer.
As I remember it, that's basically all we did in Hot Wash.
So they saw school. No. And we got more and more relaxed.
We did. You could hear it in the last episodes because we slowly just started to sound catatonic.
That was the beer. That was nothing to do with relaxation. That was Bohemia's.
Bohemia Oscura.
Oh yeah.
What was the other one called?
Clara.
Clara.
Clara was the one most of us drank. You just drank the Oscura the whole time.
Yeah, it was tasty. I found. Zomai. What happened at Zomai? So the guy, he served us breakfast and then went slacklining.
Show off.
Oh no, what happened was Bill did the slackline first.
Did I?
In a fairly rudimentary fashion, but we all thought it was quite good. And then he decided to get on the slackline.
No.
And like completely show you up and do like backflips and shit.
Was it Bill? I remember some guy being on it first. I didn't think it was Bill. Was it you?
I think I went over there to have a go because I've tried it before. And
Bill's
it's
that guy.
Fucking, like Jess used to have one and it's so...
It's really
I can't do it at all.
But he did it.
He did go straight over, didn't he? And just immediately do it amazing.
Start shea baiting. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's because I'm like... I was twice as high. That's why.
He was great. What was wrong with him?
I don't know, man.
I recommended him because all the women were like, oh my god, look at that guy over there.
Probably, but like, I don't know.
He was hitting on Twilin as well.
Was he emasculating you then? With his long hair and backflips.
Basically, everything emasculates me. A gentle breeze emasculates me. I don't know. I think there's something about like a floppy-haired bellend running a cafe on a beautiful island that's just like both enviable and I don't know.
Cliche?
Not cliche. Just like
he was from there, though, wasn't he? I think wasn't he from Holbosch?
I don't think he was.
No,
I thought he said he was.
I think he just wanted to go and smoke weed and slackline at a cafe. What else did we do other than watching the floppy head bell end?
We went to the southern tip
of the floppy bell
end. Yep. So the southern tip was mosquitoes, wasn't it?
Oh, fucking hell. That was really nice. Insert photo here.
Yeah, show notes.
Until the sun disappeared a tiny bit and we all got bitten to shreds.
Eaten alive.
Yeah, they did warn us, didn't they? But
well, I mean, the clue is in the name.
Is it actually called Mosquito Beach?
Yeah, it was called Mosquito Beach. We got a map.
Why did we go to a place called Mosquito Beach for?
Because of the
sunset.
Like,
the
ambience.
See what was there?
For a first thing, Holbosch need to learn about marketing. They've got the slackline thing down, but the fucking marketing. Who's going to Mosquito Beach?
The sunset we was went. Amazing.
Yeah.
Sunset was amazing.
Jellyfish Cove.
Well, this picture's got a shark.
Dog shit bay.
Yeah, exactly. Dog shit and seaweed bay.
I'm not sure which smells worse after
that. Oh, the seaweed smell.
The seaweed.
It was smelly. Well, that takes the smelly seaweed takes us to the northern tip.
Do you remember when we had to wade through that seaweed?
Yeah, on our way back from that walk after we'd done like hours on end of
walking.
Yeah.
Weren't we discussing? I mean, eating I'm each other? Pretty confident eating each other.
Well, we thought we were going to die, didn't we? After walking through the sea for like 3 hours.
Oh, that! Oh, we thought it was going to get dark, didn't we?
Oh god, yeah.
We saw two flamingos though.
I just thought we saw fuck all flamingos.
I saw two flamingos.
No, I saw them flying.
I think they flew overhead. No, they were fucking flamingos, they were amazing. They were sick. They were cool.
They were really bright colours.
But it was me and probably you then, because whoever was at the back got to see them flying overhead after 2 hours of walking through.
To look for flamingos.
To look for flamingos.
Well, all we saw was some dead horseshoe crabs.
Oh, yeah.
They did, didn't they?
Spiky fuckers.
Horseshoe crabs are quite cool. I've eaten one before. I wouldn't recommend it.
Did it hurt?
Well, I fell from heaven.
No, eating a horseshoe crab.
No, you don't eat
because they're covered in spines.
You take the brain, take the lid you? Off and just eat the bit. It's horrible shit. I assume they just give it away because it's not delicacy.
No, there's dead ones all over the beach.
Blood's worth thousands.
Horseshoe crab blood.
Yeah, they use it to test medical supplies because it doesn't it coagulates in a certain way rather than makes white blood cells. So they use it to so
all
you
those
drop
people
it into batches.
Tuning in for medical knowledge. Really lucked out in this one.
Yeah. We weren't sure what Sam was going to...
All possible horseshoe crab hoarders.
We weren't sure what Sam was going to contribute to this.
Medical
now facts. Now it's clear.
Which is my specialty as an engineer. Mm.
That was quite the walk, to be honest.
I enjoyed it.
I mean, it was good.
It was good, but it's one of those stupid scenarios that you hear people... Well, this wasn't that bad, but you know when you hear about people getting themselves into those scenarios where they're like, oh, it's only just over there. We can totally...
Oh, yeah.
We can see it, so we can totally do it.
I seem to remember
saying
that.
And it took like 2.5 hours, 3 hours to walk there.
We cycled for most of the journey.
No, we cycled for about 5 minutes.
Oh, no, sorry, yeah. We thought we'd cycled for most of the journey, jumped off the bikes, and then waded. It was one of those.
We walked through the sea.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Oh, yeah.
The listeners.
I was just going to say, it's one of those amazing walks where it's really fucking long, there's no payoff at the end, and the views on route weren't particularly good.
Because it was a bit dark and cloudy.
But it was, in general, quite enjoyable.
It was nice, yeah.
I think the worry. Oh, I thought at the time the worry was that because it was so hard walking because you're walking through like knee high.
The tide was coming in, wasn't it?
And it was knackering, so everyone was getting really tired.
Yeah.
And we had like, didn't we have one bag of crisps between about seven of us?
And no water.
I need a fucking beer. Everyone was really desperate for a drink as well. Because then we went to that hotel. And we all got
in the pool.
Yeah, that was so good.
That was amazing. The minute we had a cocktail and a beer, it was incredible.
Shout out to that hotel.
Yeah.
Dave, fine, put it in the show notes what that hotel was because I don't remember it.
Shout out to the fact that they didn't clear all the seaweed off the beach in front of that hotel.
Ah, fucking reek.
We were the only people there, though. So we had the whole pool.
Yeah. And he fed us beer, which was nice.
Yeah.
Green.
Can I have one of your candy canes, Dave?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
This proves that it's a genuine Christmas episode.
I can hear the
thank you.
Things. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
that was nice. We had a beer there and we went in the pool and got
kind of really cold.
Are there bells?
It was really cold, yeah. Pardon me?
Are there bells in those decorations? What's the point in that?
I don't know.
For when cats bat at them.
Or like the tree falls over.
It's a burglar alarm for me.
Sorry, what were we talking about?
Next. Cold swimming pools, we were talking about. What's next? We
cycled back down, so
we
assumingly.
Took the bikes back from the northern tip to the bike shop.
If you're going to give the slacklining guy a shout out, the guy at the bike shop who fixed all of the bikes for us before we went out.
He was pretty good, yeah.
Shout out to him.
I don't really remember him, but I remember him being nice.
And he fixed like 4 bikes in about 20 minutes.
Yeah. He just like ripping bikes apart, putting other ones together.
Yeah.
I thought it was quite good.
What a guy.
This tyre's flat, just grab one off another one.
Almost like some sort of mechanic.
Shop owner. I mean, yeah, but I mean, it was a skanky ass bike shop, but like.
Well, they make a living.
That was good.
Yeah. But you should have done more of that. We should have spent more time on bicycles.
There wasn't even fire to go.
It would have been a trade off between that and just. Sitting in that same cafe getting drunk.
I know.
I mean, Soph, we did see all
you
of the
you can win some, you lose some.
On one bike ride.
I know, but we waded through the sea for like 3 hours.
Yeah, because we'd already seen the whole island.
I realised
I think there was that moment when you get that far, you see a flamingo, you're like, oh, fucking hell, I have to go all the way back now.
That was quite sick.
Well, you get that far,
they were big and
responded. Don't see a flamingo.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, fuck.
There was a lot of stuff that you could do there. It was like trips, but I think it was all like, was it like $200 to like go to that forest and see something or other?
And that lake.
I think.
Yeah.
I think
the swimming
and that beach, Isla Mujeres.
There was that. Did we go to Isla
Mujeres? No, it was a different island.
Yeah, I know, but you could do trips from Zumbai.
But we did. There was that, like, Mayan ruin. What was that? What are those holes in the floor?
Oh, did anyone bring the Lonely Planet?
No.
What? Today?
Yeah.
No, do I not? I have the Lonely Planet, I think. Well, I don't think we didn't bring it.
Do you know what? I think I've got it. Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves.
So what do you think of Dave's moustache?
Fucking hell.
Rapey.
Why isn't anybody pointing out my moustache? That's what I want to know.
It's barely noticeable with the beard.
Because it's a podcast, so...
You've got a moustache?
Yeah, look how much longer it is.
Mm.
It's because we were doing a Mexican podcast today.
So you wanted to be racist?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why Dave got here, sure.
Yeah.
I have a question. Who can remember how to do the cheers in Spanish?
Me, obviously.
Arriba abajo. Can you
actually
remember the whole
thing? Yeah, arriba abajo, el centro y el
dentro. No rock and way, did you remember that?
Yeah.
I was doing it with Nick the other week.
Aramis, Athos, Porthos, Aramis.
Aramis,
D'Artagnan. Right, I've got the.
Every fucking time, I'm like, maybe it'll be good this time.
There's the whole bit back in Mexico City's cover as well, I just realised.
Did we do anything there?
We went to that bar with the rowdy Mexicans who thought that we were American. What? We didn't pay.
Which is the one where we didn't give them a tip. They chased us down the street.
Oh my god.
Am I ruining content? That was the previous one.
That was so embarrassing.
Previously, I'm walking with Dave.
What happened with that?
I think it was just a swanky place and we didn't tip them because they were shit.
No, they were good. We quite liked it, but the meal was really expensive and we didn't have a huge amount of cash left over at that point. So we under-tipped, and then they came running out for more money. Which, it was perfectly fair enough.
That's not a tip, then that's just the price.
Well, yeah, but that's kind of how it works in Mexico, and I don't think until that point we'd fully worked that out. Like, we just thought it was a tip where you basically, it's not really got the culture of doing it, but you do if you want to. But, like, you really fucking have to tip in Mexico because they don't really look out, I don't think they pay well otherwise. And they were really good.
Yeah, they rely on it more.
And they will run after you.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, and they did.
They did.
So that old Mayan or Aztec place was Chichen Itza that's on the Yucatan.
No,
there's one by Holbox where there's like a big hole in the ground that you can go swimming in.
Oh, that's not a Mayan or...
It's just a hole in the
ground. It's one of them, what's it?
Mayans are not responsible for all caves.
No, I don't think it was I thought they... done something. Well, maybe they didn't dig the hole, but...
Yeah, I can't remember what they... Yeah, but anyway, it's one of them big caves with a swimming pool in the bottom.
Then we left Holbox.
We didn't go there.
It's a list of things that we didn't do for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry, all of this is getting cut.
We didn't tip.
You wanted to go to that...
With a bit of luck, this podcast will be all of 5 minutes long.
Where do we want
you
to
go? You wanted to go to that kind of, what do you call it? Not colloquial. You wanted to go to that little town and none of us wanted to go.
That was in San Cristobal. We've done that. That was episode 3. That was Barry's Red Chinos, wasn't it?
Barry
Ochino.
That's Chinatown.
Yeah. No, it's episode 3. So then the last thing we did was me and Ames...
What's the name of episode 3? Fucking hell. Okay, sorry, I'm back with you now.
Me and Ames got a tattoo.
You did, and it took a lot longer than I thought it was going to.
Yeah, they said 2 hours. It took about 4, I think.
Yeah. Yours is really good.
That's Ames.
Ames is great as well. Colourful.
Yeah. So that was fun.
I mean, you can't leave that bit in.
There's nothing you wouldn't say to her face.
That's very true. There's not many things Ben wouldn't say to anyone's face, I don't think.
It's all right.
Except some sort of compliment.
It's all, no, it's not bad. Amy's isn't bad. It's just not to my taste, but it was definitely, it was for what she
exactly
wanted.
What she
it's for what she wanted. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not. That's you know what? Delete this whole section.
No.
Just keep the bit where I complimented your tattoo and then crop on something like, yeah, and Amy's is really nice as well. There we are. That bit goes on after.
I think
cool.
We need to leave this whole crop. Band digging himself into the hole.
He's got a spade.
He's not afraid to use it.
In fact, and Holbosch was the where we uploaded the first episode, wasn't it?
That feels like that was nearly the end of the
holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the way we uploaded the first episode because they
had reasonable had internet. Reasonable.
No, the reasonable internet was in a cafe in the centre of town. And I had to keep going in and buying coffee.
Christ, this is dull.
But it's what the listeners want to hear.
The reasonable internet on Holbosch.
At a cafe. That he had to constantly... I mean...
Oh, we went to that swanky roof bar and smashed a glass.
Yeah, and they gave us little crunchy nuts.
What? Did they?
Yeah, the little nuts covered in... Like,
it was fucking freezing on the swanky roof bar. Cold. Did they give us furs?
They give us blankets.
Oh, okay.
They weren't real animals.
Tell the listeners we got furs. It sounds more glamorous.
Yeah. That's what they think of us.
Yeah.
Glamorous.
Yeah.
I mean, they've all met us, so they know that's not true. It's literally Amy and...
At this point, we're just saying hi to the Dunhams, is that it?
The Dunhams will listen. I think I could probably...
Ignore that bit where I was really rude.
There's at least five people who will listen, I think.
Amy's the number one fan of the podcast until this episode of the podcast.
Where she just falls out with Ben.
Right, okay. Right. Let's be clear. I did not hear anyone jumping to the defence.
We knew what was coming. So there, yeah, we finished there. We got a boat back, and then
still don't hear anyone defending.
And then we flew back to Mexico City.
Did we have one night somewhere in Mexico?
We had one night back in the
that sounds like
first hostel. In Mexico City, and we went back to the Mezcal bar.
We stayed in that weird hotel where the driver was like, "Don't walk around here."
Oh yeah, we went up to Garibaldi Biscuit, didn't we?
Oh yeah,
Plaza Garibaldi.
Because we were all in different.
That's in Rome.
No, it was Plaza de Garibaldi or something.
Where all the
mariachi bands.
Mariachi bands, not mojito bands.
Because we were,
and they,
we were in a car and none of us spoke any Spanish, and we didn't really know where we were going, and the guy kept just looking at me and saying, "No,
don't walk."
But in Spanish.
Yeah, in Spanish.
And it took me ages to work out what it was because I don't speak Spanish, and it meant he was basically saying, "Don't walk around here because it's dangerous."
I can't remember. Yeah, that place at all.
It was that.
Plaza
like,
Garibaldi is where you got the theme
hotel.
Tune recorded.
We all shared a bedroom, Dave. You, me, and Bill.
It was the last night.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
We had a weird music. Breakfast downstairs the next day.
Oh yeah, I remember. I don't remember breakfast.
Who was in charge? Was that Amy's hotel?
Oh, I do remember breakfast. We had.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Oh, what's it called? Huevos Rancheros. But basically, it was an egg and tomato soup, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
That would be. But poor Amy, she had to fly and land on Christmas Day.
Yeah. And we went and got drunk in the Mezcal bar from the first time in Mexico City.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's where there was the bunch of Mexican guys, big group of them that were...
On their work Christmas Day.
Who thought we were American and were
yeah.
Seemingly not that big of a fan of Americans.
No.
Oh, we went back there. Yes, we did go back there, didn't we? Because we went back to that amazing taco place, El Jiquito's.
Yeah, and then we went and bought lots of tap.
Shout
from
out to
the,
El Jiquito's.
We went back to the old tap market and bought lots of tap.
This tap?
This tap. It's on the Christmas tree right now. And then we went to the Mezcal place and she remembered us. And she gave us free food again, didn't she?
I don't know.
Shout out to the lady in the bar.
Yeah.
The lady in the bar.
And we got battered, didn't we?
Yeah.
I don't think I was drinking all that much. I seem to remember everyone else was.
You're never drinking that much.
That's not true. But I don't like drinking and flying. think, I don't know why.
You don't like flying?
No, Nicola doesn't like flying.
No, it hurts your ears.
She's not a rabbit.
Yours.
Oh, no, it hurts, yeah, no, it does, yeah.
She's not a rabbit. What, rabbits hate flying,
can I see? Because it hurts their ears.
I mean, that's what I rabbits heard. Don't fly that often.
I mean, by nature of experience, you're correct. I've never seen a flying rabbit.
Oh, that makes sense. That's why rabbits don't fly.
Yeah, there it is.
Good.
Cut that shit. I don't even
stay, know. That's staying in. And that was it, pretty much. We all went home to our
beds. I knew this would happen.
Beds.
It's such a long time ago. I don't even
it is a really long time ago.
And also, nothing happened. We just got drunk on an island for a few days.
Hullbosh was good fun. Yeah. It was also one of the most, like, we're just sort of relaxing,
It was the first time it was holiday rather than travelling. That's where it kind of flipped over. And it's why it was so depressing there was so much seaweed.
Yeah, because you would have liked to just be on the beach. And the beach was kind of shit.
Because one of the pluses of being on a beach is taking photographs of being on the beach.
And going in the sea. Yeah. And you couldn't go in the sea without wading through rotting seaweed.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of sea.
There was talk of getting mushrooms at some point.
Of what?
Of getting mushrooms.
No, you lot were going to get ayahuasca.
Yeah.
But don't you have to go into the desert and do that? And do like...
Talk to a fox.
Yeah. Because that's how you buy them.
Talk to a fox. Ask a fox.
That's who sells them.
I think I'm thinking of a Simpsons episode.
There you are. Yeah. Johnny Cash, the episode with Johnny Cash in it.
Is that what it is?
Oh yeah, Johnny Cash is the fox.
This is what Sam's here for. Yeah. Obscure medical advice and
Simpsons trivia.
So after... We didn't do mushrooms or ayahuasca.
Mrs. Dunham. Promise.
But yeah, and that's it. That was Mexico. What? Ho ho ho.
Mexico, ho 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 ho.
Anything anyone would like to say? I've said
it
before,
but this podcast is so bad.
Do you know what? Those who listen enjoy it. I think.
Yeah, but that's because it's me and you and Bill that listen over and over and over again, and every time we do, we go, actually, it's better than I thought it was.
And I kind of don't hate my voice as much as I used to.
Yeah, I'm growing used to it, even though mine is objectively horrible.
Yeah. Have you got anything else to say, Bill?
I don't know. It's nice going on holidays with you guys. I've enjoyed having a year off it this year.
Have you?
Not away from you.
Fuck off.
No.
What is that supposed to mean?
I just mean because it's been quite nice.
Because Dunham's not here.
It's been quite nice to do all of the England Christmassy things that happen in the run-up to Christmas, which we've missed for the past 4 years.
Three years. I mean...
But I would like to do it again at some point.
Because we went to Essaouira, I think that...
Where's Essaouira?
Morocco.
Oh, you missed it all as well.
We missed it again. Yeah, romantic trip with Nicola and her mum. We missed it all again, and I think that I didn't make the most out of the whole being in London for it. But yeah, I think I prefer being away. Let's go on holiday again next year.
Yeah, but the trouble is, you then get back either just before Christmas.
Yeah.
And you're either really tired or you've got the shits.
Or both.
I mean, I don't think I've ever had the shits when I've returned.
Did you not? Oh, Philippines, yeah.
I mean, that's because we ate nothing. I mean, the Philippine food is just objectively terrible.
Yeah, pork adobo wasn't.
Inasal chicken's pretty good as Inasal well. Chicken's but everything also else is great. Garbage.
Tell you what we could do next Christmas. A podcast about the Philippines.
Well, what? Me, you, and Twalin and Nick.
Yeah.
Nah. No, let's not do that. But let's do. I think we should do another podcast though, a whole new series about something better,
something more interesting.
And we also need to make sure something that we can do it without having to all be in the same room.
Yeah, and something where we can plan it. Listeners should write in with suggestions.
Well, now that
The runaway success that this is.
Now that bands from the early 2000s appear to be reforming, maybe we need to do a podcast about bands from the early
2000s. Which what bands? Apart from My Chemical Romance, who?
Well, stop pronouncing it like that.
Why do you say it like that?
What?
Like, you say it Romance. Like, you say it like Americans say
My Chemical Romance.
My Chemical Romance.
I mean, it's much of a merchant. It's like, see, Jimmy, it's like Jimmy Eat World.
Jimmy
yes,
World.
It is
Jimmy
exactly
World.
Like that.
Jimmy World?
Or Snow White.
Yeah.
She's 14.
Snow White?
Yeah, apparently, yeah. I look, found that out online the other day on the Twitter.
Is it a Grim Tales? Grim?
I don't know. But in the official Disney version, when they had the option of it not of her not being 14, she's 14 and the prince is 31.
That's a bit sketchy.
It's loads less romantic, isn't it, when you think about that?
I've got an idea for the next match. I haven't got an idea at all. You said it earlier. And we could literally do it now.
Board games.
Podcast.
But, I mean, that goes against exactly what you just said before, where we should be in the same room. We could do one now, by all means, but... It's hard to do board games over Skype, isn't it?
No, it isn't. We just all have
games.
To have a copy and...
Yeah, I don't know why
board games.
Games.
We all have to have a copy of a board game and move it like you do with, like, if you play chess over the phone or something. What the fuck am I talking about?
If you've got any ideas...
Who's ever played chess over the phone?
I reckon Kasparov has or whatever.
I know. We can play chess online and then phone each other from our landlines.
Let's not do that. Let's play Battleships.
I would win anyway.
Connect Four? Can you do a podcast about Connect Four?
Hungry Hippo. Great audio fodder.
I think we need to think about something, but I think we should definitely do a regular series of podcasts once a month.
You only asked me if I had anything to add about this. You need to ask yourself.
Ben, have you got anything to add about Mexico?
No.
So, have you got anything to add about Mexico?
I had a great time, thank you, Joe.
Sorry.
That's a good point. Yeah, I did enjoy myself.
What was
myself.
Your favourite part of it? Not or favourite thing or favourite.
I thought it was really cool when we did that like canal trip and we saw the spider monkeys and
that was
and all that pretty. Litter.
Yeah. That was cool.
And Maloney was absolutely shitting herself. But every time I looked at her, she was doing that strange smile of somebody that really didn't want to fall off the boat.
And the person who lost their hat.
Mexican sun hat.
Mexican sun hat.
No, that's two separate things. The Mexican sun hat was the takeaway box over her face.
Oh my god, yes.
She couldn't see a damn thing for the entire thing.
Yeah.
She
amazing,
didn't see
like,
anything.
I'd love to hear her podcast about that trip.
Shout out to episode 4. If you want to hear about Mexican sun hats, listen to it, episode 4.
Can we play
Ben, what was your favourite bit?
I think that first day where we were delirious and
half
cut and
like
wandering around,
8 mile walk
wandering around
City.
On that 8 mile walk, we found the best tacos that we then had for the rest of the rest of the trip.
You took control of that, didn't you?
What
no,
were they called?
Dave,
tacos?
Dave was doing the walk, but I was the one that insisted we went to that taco place.
That was amazing.
What do they call it again?
We were already spaced out.
Yeah,
this is it's the name they've got. They do. There's a. Company.
It's like a. It's on a. It's spit tacos, isn't it?
Like bird's nest soup but in taco form.
No, what's it called?
Mexican's
taco pastor.
El pastor. Yeah.
El pastor. That's him. Yeah. No, that was good.
What about you, Bill?
Bill.
We do that with one of the drunk episodes, don't we?
Yeah.
That's only
I
one
really
drunk episode.
Liked...
The other one couldn't be forecast.
Oh,
hi, Bill.
Set of pricks. I really liked San Cristobal because it was. Just
full of explosions.
Fucking strange,
it was
but
good.
In a good way.
Was it strange?
Yeah.
Everything was just a bit.
They served
like
pineapple with chilies.
Yeah.
It was. I was.
And it felt like you were up in. It felt like you were like up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Away from everything a bit.
Do you know why?
Because we were.
Yeah.
Is that what you were gonna say?
And Corona was like
that's
50
why I emphasised felt. You know, it felt like you were. Like you. I know we were up a mountain.
Yeah.
But we were quite lucky because we got city and then mountain and then beach.
Yeah, it was wicked.
That's what we tried to do on a lot of them is try and mix it up a bit and have some varied experience. So you've got, you're not just going on one long beach holiday or you're not one long city break. You try and get like, Burma was not quite like that, but Sri Lanka was like that as well, where you kind of try and bounce off around stuff. So you're mixing up when it's rice paddies or tea plantations and all the rest of it.
Shit pork towns.
Shit pork town?
Port towns.
Where was that?
Ngombo.
Ngombo's awful. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't recommend Ngombo to anyone. Particularly anyone travelling to Mexico.
They do not drink it in the Congo.
No. what was your favourite bit then, Dave?
I liked Mexico City. I liked the tat shops. I liked that bar where we had lots of mezcal. And I liked the wrestling. I liked Mexico City.
Have you worn your mask since you got back?
I have, yeah, we wore.
That's a risky question.
Went to India in April on a tuk-tuk rally, and we fancy dressed as Mexican wrestlers for at least the first 10 minutes until it got really hot, and then we didn't for the rest of the 10 days. What I really liked was I woke up really early one morning, or I was awake really early one morning.
And then you went and used the good Wi-Fi in the cafe.
The good Wi-Fi in the cafe. Had a coffee.
That was before Teotihuacan.
Yeah, before Teotihuacan, yeah. But no, the sun coming up in Mexico City was strangely brilliant. And recording the first podcast in the taster episode in the square.
That was quite fun, actually.
Mad wheelies.
That was possibly our best episode.
And
This is the worst.
The road sweeper.
That wasn't loud, actually. But it was deafening when you were sat next to it, but just didn't. I got loads of airtime, even more so now. But.
I think the one on the hot tin roof was one of the best episodes. Yeah.
That was good. Actually.
When Nicola was sunbathing fully clothed.
In thermals, wasn't she?
Yes,
but
she
was.
That was
the one that you had to redo.
Because we got too drunk.
But that was the redone.
That was the redone.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, that was. It wasn't because we didn't record one.
That was going to be the Christmas special. The one where we got so pissed that we couldn't do it.
Oh, no, we did do it.
Did we say horrible things about people?
Yeah.
Absolutely
revolting. Like, Dave listened to it back. It's just like loads of it was just not.
We cut a solid 12 minutes out.
No. Remember, we did that one with the girls and then we went out for a day, came back. They went off and got like massages and shit, and we got battered and did another podcast.
We tried to steal them into the podcast.
But thinking we were going to do a hilarious drunk podcast, and it was so vile, we had to delete it.
Oh my god, the tequila one. Yes, that was.
Tequila Mockingbird.
That was indoors.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit, I remember that one.
Because we're up in the mountains, it was freezing outside.
Everyone was chipping in and talking over each other, and it was hilarious.
Cheers, Theresa May.
We can't go back quoting our own podcast.
Yeah, well, this is it. We're reminiscing, aren't we? For the fans.
Now it's over.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll let you know when we come up with a good idea.
And we're next going on holiday.
Yeah, and it's been a pleasure. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Soph.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Sam.
Cheers, Dave.
And Ben, would you like to sing us out?
Walking with Dave.
It's in your shoe.
And
more
shoes. Bye, Merry Christmas.